Oh man, I love this song. Every time I hear it, I can remember where I was and who I was with. It reminds me of this. Does this sound familiar? Music is like a scent. It can instantly transport you to another time and place. I ask my guests to dish about their song with the memories that go with it. I'm your host, Tiffany Mason. I have a passion for music and a curiosity about how a song affects someone and why. Turn up your radio and let's explore Memories with a Beat.
Hello, Podcast Land. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Memories with a Beat. And today I have John Kimball with me, and I am so excited to have you on the podcast today, John. I know that you reached out to me through Podmatch and said, hey, I think I can add massive value to your podcast. And I was really impressed with that because you are younger. And I was impressed with that because, you know, so many people reach out and say, you know, they want to brag about who they are and what they've got going on. But instead, your pitch or your, you know, thought to me was, I can add a lot of value to your podcast. And after doing a little research and listening to your song, I don't doubt that. So thank you very much, John. Welcome to Memories of the Beat.
Yeah, no, I thank you for having me. And yeah, of course, I just love coming on. I mean, anywhere I go, plugging my stuff, because sharing my message, that's what it's doing, basically. It's just helping people out as much as possible. Because if you have something that changed your life, like a process and system, why wouldn't you share it?
Mm, I love that. You are wise beyond your years. You don't even know. Okay, well, we are going to jump into a song called Fighting Demons, Dropping Jewels by Montana of 300. I had never heard of this band before or this singer. So a little bit about the singer is his birth given name was actually Walter Anthony Bradford. He goes by Tony Bradford. And then, of course, his rapper name is Montana of 300. So, and he actually, I thought that this was really interesting, finding out that he actually played a role in the show Empire in 2015. And if you guys want to check it out, it's the episode titled Without a Country. So just interesting fun facts to know about the artist and the song that we're going to dive into. I would love for you, John, to go ahead and just dive right into why you chose this song. If it comes on the radio, you know, where do you go in time?
No, every single time I choose this song is really to like realign me with my purpose, because it talks about, like I said, fighting demons and all kinds of stuff. And every time it comes on, I mean, it always just really connects me and ties me to my past. And obviously I know that my past are the prerequisites to my future success. And there's one line in the song, like, God is my only chronic. And I mean, I was addicted to dope and all that stuff back then. So it really hits home, because like, really, once you dive deep and get on that spiritual level, and you can really tell, and you can really, when you elevate yourself to a way higher frequency, that frequency becomes like a drug, you know, you become addicted to. And what I call the higher frequency is like, it's getting in flow state, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's just say if you get your heart moving, or if you run into something that's really most hardest for you that you were avoiding for a period of time, if you stop procrastinating, you know, you get like a moment of clarity. It's like a pinnacle moment. Mm-hmm. So for example, for mine is always going to the gym and getting that enlightening feeling after a workout, putting me in flow state because my blood pressure and everything's moving. Yeah. And then, I mean, it's just connecting to God, because when you connect to a higher frequency, that higher frequency connects you to God, you know, and that's just what I love about it.
Yeah. No, I love that. When did you find this song?
I found it when I was 15 years old. I mean, the person that actually influenced me to go down this like life of crime actually is the one who introduced me to this guy's music. So ultimately the music, it was like 15.
Wow. So you met this guy, he introduced you to this song, and then do you feel comfortable talking a little bit about your past, what that looked like?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, he was the reason, I wouldn't say he was the reason, but mainly the people that we hang around influence our behaviors massively, you know? So basically, I mean, I was raised in a good home, but that influenced my behavior. I started going down a life of crime, and it was just really got introduced to like the street world, street violence. And then eventually I led to drug use, and then drug use led to us getting money for the drugs and stuff like that. So we had we didn't have to do it, but you know, robbing houses and stuff like that. I mean, I got convicted of multiple felonies and misdemeanors, and But like I always say, that's actually where my early wake up time stemmed from. Like I always got up early because of boxing and everything. But you know, that pass, like, of course I got punished by the law, but my dad also maybe punished me by making me get up early and then going to work with them early. And I just hated that so much. But now looking back at it, it really wasn't a punishment. It was a gift, because my early wake up I use now is like the prerequisite and the cornerstone to really alleviating any negativity that I have throughout my day and aligning me straight to my purpose. Like so it all led back. Like everything that ailed me in the past, I look at it now as just an opportunity to grow who I am now. So basically that's just what had happened. I mean, that's why I listen to that song a lot and his music, because it all ties to my past, you know. It all ties to the trauma or whatever you want to call it, and the bad negative events that happened. Like it all ties to it.
Have you ever heard the saying, you are the sum of the five people you hang out with the most?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So that sounds like that's kind of what happened. Just the wrong kids at the wrong time. And unfortunately, you know, thank God your parents loved you enough. I mean, do you look back at it now and realize that that was just your father's love for you?
Oh, it was 100%. You know, now yeah. I realize that. Yeah, because I'm more clear-minded now. And that's the thing, right? When we're going through problems in life, clarity is usually blocked because of the actual negativity we get from the problem, and then the emotions. We act off of emotion and feelings rather than thoughts and logic. So now, after everything's cooled off, after I'm like mentally well, I look at it back at the problem with thoughts and logic, and I really see everything and how it elevated me to who I am now. People need to do more reflection in life, you know? And that's why that lyric hits hard too, because I used to run away from the internal problems through external solutions like vices and drugs and alcohol. You know, like our chronic, you know, but now God is my only chronic, like that lyric said. So now every time when I'm feeling negative, I have my process that strengthens me back to my best self and gets me connected, more connected to God.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty powerful. I mean, I'm just impressed. It's just impressive that you can, you know, look back in 2020 with like so much clarity. You know, I mean, there are things that I look back on and can finally find a little bit of clarity myself, but jeepers, I didn't go through half of the stuff that you've gone through.
And sometimes people need to go through things to realize stuff, but other people don't. You know, they can just look at things and take the advice and everything from it and take the solution and knowledge from it. But I mean, yeah, I'm 18, you know, and all that stuff happened when I was 15. But the thing is, like, okay, so it was so bad to where, I mean, I was going into a psych unit and had got diagnosed or wanted to get me diagnosed as a sociopath and all this kind of stuff. But I always say that I was never a sociopath. I partook in the actions that were sociopathic, but I never was one because I don't really believe in that type of stuff, you know. Sure. So that's the only reason why I am now. Like the only reason why who I am now is because I just, at this young of an age, is because I transcended self. And I realized all the universal truths and everything at such an early age, because age is in wisdom, not numbers, you know. So if you understand any universal topic or law or whatever at any age, you're exposed to it. And that's what the law of exposure states, is once you're exposed to it, you can't go back. There's no going back to your old ways or your old habits without your conscience calling you towards something greater. So basically what I did was I just understood all of this stuff and I implemented it. And now there's like no going back. Like my mind's set on just this forward progression towards something greater, rather than using vices and all that stuff to pull me back.
Wow. I am super inspired and I love everything that's coming out of your mouth. Yeah. Curious for you, you know, over the last 3 years, has this song changed its meaning to you? So like when you first heard it versus now, are there lyrics at that time that really stuck out to you versus lyrics that really stick out to you now?
Oh, it was all the same. I got introduced to it when I was like 15. It was a younger age. So, I mean, when I listened to that stuff, I actually didn't pay mind to the lyrics. I just paid attention to the music, just the feeling. I don't know how to explain it. It's like the beat and all that stuff rather than the actual lyrics. But now that I understand myself more, I understand the lyrics more and what it's saying.
Right.
And it hits way differently now, yeah, because now I reflect on what he's saying. And now I can actually relate to it more because I've overcame all of this stuff. And that song is literally about fighting demons and overcoming them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you can just connect to it way more. And yeah. That's the thing. It's like, it's a collective consciousness. So you can feel the energy he's putting into the song. You know, you can feel the energy he's putting into the song because he went down that route as well one time in one point in his life. And then he's overcome it. And now he's partaking in habits and actions that align him with his best self. And you feel that in the song. So once you're aligned on that path and you're listening to somebody who is also aligned on that path, it's just, it's like a collective consciousness. It connects. And then you feel that. And then you really elevate and it kind of puts you in flow state and the frequency, just listening to it because you can relate and connect to it. But if you're, let's just say if I'm having an off day and I'm not really aligned with my purpose and I missed my wake up and all this stuff, then I mean, I might not connect to the song as well as I would, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think when we're younger, we do kind of go more for a feeling or a vibe or, you know, the reaction. Yeah. And then as we get older, the meaning sinks in and we go, oh, okay. That means something a little bit different than I originally thought. So that makes complete sense to me. And then the title of the song being Fighting Demons, Dropping Jewels. And you were talking about fighting demons. I thought it was so perfect after listening to the whole song. At the end, it's almost kind of a mic drop because he uses that the title of the song as some of the last lyrics. And I was like, oh, snap. You know, like he's gone through all this stuff and the final conclusion is fighting demons, dropping jewels. I really loved it.
Yeah, me too. I love that too. It's like all, it connects. And the thing about his music is like, I mean, he really preaches, like you said, he drops jewels, you know, like you don't feel him lying in any of the songs. And it's not rap songs like you would normally hear about like gang violence and all this other stuff, just solely preaching about the street life. You know, he preaches about the street life, but he does it in a positive way. You know, that really realigns back to conscious congruency or following down a more positive path, which I love. And yeah, every time when I show my mom a song that's just purely focused on beat and stuff, I still love that stuff. I mean, I go to the gym or on my way to the gym, I listen to it. And then, but my mom's like, oh, what is this? Like, get it on my, she don't like that at all. Because I mean, she's like 50, 60. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely.
Well, I will say it is an explicit song, so everybody beware if you go check it out on the Apple, Spotify, or YouTube playlist. But if you can just kind of, you know, ignore it, move on, and really focus on what the rapper is trying to say, it really has a very powerful message. And speaking of the song and working out and gyms and all that kind of stuff, I could totally see myself like on the elliptical or benching some weight and this song, like really getting you amped up and one, getting you amped up for the workout, but two, putting you in that high flow, high frequency vibe. Like, let's get this done, right? Like very motivational. I love this song. So I know that you are probably listening to it in the gym. Do you have it on a playlist?
Yeah, I do. And then I only listen to it when I'm hitting like a really heavy PR. I don't listen to music in the gym because I like to listen to like what I like to do my morning reflection in the gym, like what I regret from the past day and stuff like that, and listen to my thoughts. But yeah, I'll listen to music when I'm hitting like a PR, and then I do it because it reminds me of my mom a whole lot, because it talks about like his mom's proud of him because, you know, he's successful now. And I'm just like, oh fuck, like when I become successful, if I could just reflect back and see how proud she is off of how proud she wasn't, you know. And then now she's telling me already is proud of me, but I mean, gratitude is a result. So I just have this mindset solely focused on, I have to get as much results as possible. But I've just come to the point where just showing up every day, bringing my best self. But yeah, anyway, I love listening to that song when hitting a heavy PR, because it always reminds me of that, my mom, and then really making her proud.
Now, you're in really good shape, and I'm sure that your mom is proud of you, you know, for your mental progression, your physical progression, but also a little bit of entrepreneur in you. So you have an online gym. Is that online fitness club?
Oh, yeah. It's an online personal training I do / life coach, because I always say that the fitness and nutrition is a part of it, you know, but yeah, I do. And it really stemmed from just helping people. Like once they saw me overcome everything that I've overcame, they asked me oh, how I done it. And they came to me with their problems. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'll help you out with your problems. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't even know you can charge for this stuff. I didn't go into it like I'm going to make a bunch of money and become a millionaire. You know, I came into it because I was just, how many people can I help? And then I realized I could monetize it, you know, so I did that.
Yeah.
And then I started monetizing it like very recently because I had clients, like I had clients in India, like because I just trying to push it out there as much as possible, just reaching people and helping them. Man, and you can see the life change. And I mean, I always thought that the best moment of my life was like winning my first ever boxing match in 9 seconds. But I mean, nothing realigns you back to that high, that really internal, positive, deep feeling than giving everything to others, everything you wish to receive internally within yourself. So giving everything that I want to receive to everyone else is like the best thing I could possibly do. So that's where my business stemmed from, just the online and training, mindset, nutrition.
I wanted to tell you, I love the artwork on your website. So if you guys are looking for an online gym and you want to see some really cool artwork, go on there. And then also, you guys, I saw on his website, he has a blog. So if you guys are looking for tips on diet or form or different workouts that are really going to be beneficial for you, that's where you want to go. So, John, what is your website for everyone to go check you and all those good things out?
Yeah, it's KimballFit.com on my website. And on my Instagram, it's Kimball_fit. That's where I do all my posting.
Wow, that's incredible. Very holistic that you're, you know, wise enough to understand that mindset has to go with a lot of that. So that makes sense to me. I also think misery loves company. So A, you sharing your struggles in the past makes you like a real person to them, and it helps them to understand, well, I guess two things, that life could be worse because yours is really a tale of a tough life. I mean, my life wasn't that tough growing up, so somebody else can go, like if I was to find you online, I could go, okay, if John can overcome it with his background, I have an easier background, surely I can overcome it. But also they go, wait a minute, John lived that life that I'm living now. Let me learn from someone who has been there, done that. I think that is really amazing. I mean, and it has to, I would imagine it's exceptionally rewarding when you do see that life change and you can pat them on the back, even if it's just virtually, you know, for their progress and how far they've come along. That's amazing, John.
Yeah, it is. And it really is seeing the change. But the thing is, like, a lot of people in my situation, or a lot of people that was in my situation, think that they're the only people that have that problem. But then when they go into a place like a psych ward or something, you see people that's even worse off than you are the same exact problem as you. And like, damn, this is just a common ass problem that I just magnified over time from ignoring my conscience. And then, you know, like it just keeps magnifying every time you ignore it. But yeah, you realize that, like, there's people way worse out there. It's just they don't really share their story. But the moment you start sharing what worked for you and how you ever overcame everything, even if something simple, or if you what you used to overcome and align yourself on a day-to-day basis, then people love that because they're too nobody's sharing their stuff anymore. But yeah, and that's what I do, and that's why it's so rewarding, because people that's been through either the same thing, you know, like you said, they agree with that and then they really get inspired by it. And you get messages. Like, I got a phone call from somebody who was like 40, 50 something years old. And he's like, I can't believe I'm calling an 18-year-old about this. It was like 2 weeks ago. But he's like, I don't know, man, something about you just like is calling me. So he called me and he admitted himself into a mental hospital. And then he was thinking about suicide and all this stuff. Mm. And I was like, and he actually told me, like, first off on the phone, he's like, I was trying to call and get on a therapist, but they said they're not open right now.
Oh.
Yeah, he said, well, they said they weren't available. They're only be able to call on Tuesdays. I'm like, what the fuck is that, bro? Like, you can call me at 2 a.m. and I'll be on here. You know, like, I'll answer the phone. Like, that's just dumb. That's the thing about, like, in the psych unit, they wanted to give me a therapist for being a sociopath and then put me on meds and all this stuff and send me to rehab, but I was like, I didn't need any of that. And actually, I probably did at the moment, because when I got out, I did get hooked on it again. But ultimately, I woke up from a hangover one day, and I used the habits that I use now to quit all of that shit. So like, I just implemented personal development processes, switched something that was negative for something that was more positive, and I actually, that just changed everything. Like, I changed my mindset, changed my habits, and it realigned me. But yeah, then that's just what it is.
Yeah. How long have you been clean, John?
Oh, since March 15th, 2021. And I wouldn't say I wasn't heavily addicted for years on end, like these, like very, very, but it was still, it was heavy for a short period of time. Like they wanted to send me to these places and stuff. And I actually got isolated in a room in the psych unit because of how addicted I was. And they wanted to watch me to make sure I wouldn't seize out or something like that.
Wow. Now, yeah. I'm curious, the people that you used to hang out with, do you hang out with any of them now? And if so, have they had the same kind of transformation that you've had?
Well, the people that I hang out with them back then, I either don't know them or either don't really know them anymore. Or I do know one of them, though, the main guy. I mean, he's always been, I say been there since day one. I wouldn't say had my back, but I say he's always been there. But yeah, I mean, he's doing better physically. He got physically in shape and all this stuff, but he's still dealing in all this. He actually liked my video. He actually liked my video on TikTok, like right before coming on here. I saw that's kind of crazy, but yeah. Yeah. But he's still involved in that because I don't know. It's just his upbringing, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all have to choose our own paths, and good for you to know, you know, who you can keep in your life and who unfortunately you have to weed out. I mean, we have to, yeah. Even me as a, you know, white woman in suburbia, there's even people that are toxic for me that I have to weed out. So, that applies to everybody that sometimes, you know, people are in your life for a reason or a season, and sounds like that season just might be up, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, it applies to anybody out there in the world, like anybody out there, not just because somebody had a rough upbringing, you know. I mean, there's people out there that negatively packs people on a day-to-day basis, and your vibe attracts your tribe, so whoever you hang around is ultimately who you're going to turn out to be, you know. So, I mean, just hanging around people that have higher standards for you is just good. Like people that are way above my position, like I don't even care if I'm 18. Mm. Like I look at 18 as just, okay, it's just an age. Like I should, sometimes I get too caught up and I need to actually stop and just reassess everything and look back, because I'm like, why am I not in this person's position? But he's like 39 years old and multimillionaire and all this stuff. But I'm like, dude, you're 18. You're on chapter one. He's on chapter 20. Like, chill out, you know. But that's just what it is, what it's about. I mean, it's better having that type of mindset rather than, oh, I can't do anything.
Yep.
You know, I can't do shit, because I'm just getting around people that are doing it more, are doing the same thing as you, just on the right path, the same exact path, or that have higher standards for you.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I wonder, can you share with me some lyrics that really stick out to you? I know that you shared God is my chronic. Is that what it was?
Yeah. God is my only chronic. Yeah. And then demons. Yeah. Demons will bring you down, but he'll bring you up like hydraulics. That's like right after, I think. But it's always good, because I like that quote a lot, because it's like the law of polarity. Demons will bring you down, but he'll bring you up. It's because you can't experience the highest of highs if you haven't went through the lowest of lows. You know, so whatever you're losing season, or like whatever season you want to call it, the moment that everything's just not going your way at all, if you switch that mindset and actually have a more positive one, and then just know that it's, you know, nothing's forever, and that downfall or that upbringing is going to be just as much, if not even more, than the downfall was. It's like, whatever you experience down the negative route will be 10x down the positive one. And that's what happened to me. I mean, my life has changed drastically. Like I can't imagine me doing anything else in this life but helping people. Like I feel good all times of the day. That's why I love that quote so much.
I am so impressed with you. Where have you learned all this knowledge? Like I'm 44 and I know these things, but I didn't have a clue about any of that until probably my 30s. So how have you gained all this like serious wisdom?
Right. Yeah.
In such a short amount of time.
I know I've gained a lot, and because I just implemented the acts, like I had just a lot of discipline. I don't know if it's genetic. I don't believe anything's genetic, but I just had a tons of discipline, just implementing these like non-negotiable self-inflicted adversities every day. And it just, once you do that, you just gain a bunch of knowledge because you actually implement this stuff. You're not just learning about it and reading about it. But the main person it stemmed from was Wes Watson. That's his name. He's my mentor now. But he got out of prison after doing 10 years. And I mean, he's a multimillionaire now doing life coaching and business coaching, all this stuff. But when I was getting arrested and all this. I knew I was going to go to prison. Like, I thought I was going to go to prison for a long time. So I started listening to him because he talked about prison stories. And then I didn't even know it was a whole mindset page. So that's where it really came from. So it came from that, but it led on. And I don't like copying anyone's words. So I don't really, you know, I don't really do any of that. So I just learn from my previous mistakes and then gain that knowledge and wisdom and just take that on in life. Like, people, I just reflect more than anybody else my age. You know, when everybody gets confronted with a problem, they usually run away from it. But the more you run away from the problem, the more it magnifies, you know. So I don't really seek any external solution for an internal problem. I like to sit deep in that pain and to learn from it. So that's where I get all my knowledge from.
Wow. You know, it's so wise to, like, just be quiet and just listen.
Oh, yeah.
What the universe is trying to tell you, what God is trying to tell you. And I think that's so important that you do that every day when you're doing your workout, you know, that you're really reflecting. And I think it's admirable that you said, you know, you try to think about what could you have done better yesterday, you know, and that's what we all need to do. We all need to strive to just be 1% better than we were yesterday. You know, I have a friend that says that all the time, but I think it's so true. That, you know, just these small improvements, which clearly you have done that. And I think that that's great that you've been out there just to support other people in a similar situation as you. And, you know, you have music like this to support you. I think that that is so cool. And I think it's cool that this song at one point, you know, like, you were like vibing on it, right? Like, you and the boys, and you're going to go do whatever you're going to do. That wasn't great, right?
Yeah.
But it united you guys. And then that same song now reminds you, you know, of the adversities, what you've overcome, and how you're going to shoot for the stars or shoot for better. I mean, because the song really does have a very positive message.
Oh, it does. Very positive. Yeah. And, oh, yeah. It would really bring us together. I mean, we'd be listening to Biggie Smalls before doing a lick or something like, oh, I don't know. It was just hype. But it always calls me back, especially when I watch all these movies about robberies. That's why I cannot watch any of these movies that deal with robberies or something, because I'm like, oh, shit. But I mean, I'm done with that now. Like, it's just completely in the past. But yeah, I mean, music is like a perfect way to realign ourselves and to ignite everybody else, like everybody around us, to engagement. It's like positive engagement, you know, a good thing like that. But I love it because I never really listened to music because I thought it was something pleasurable that takes me out of a purposeful state. But I realized that music was, I mean, it connects you even more.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll come home crying from the gym sometimes because I'm so deep into the music. You know, and like everybody does, especially the gospel, like Merle Haggard, even listening to him. Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, John, what else do you want to say about this song as we kind of wrap things up?
I was listening to it before this. I mean, anything, any event that, let's say, like, let's say if I'm going speaking at an event, like in person, or if I'm nervous or something, like, I'll listen to the song. Because it's always good to have a song like that, right? That realigns you and that push you back on like a successful mindset that's strictly based off of just like, okay, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. Like, I'll do this. Like, no matter the outcome, it's just operating off of a feeling of hope instead of fear. You know, like, even if rather than what if. So it's pretty much, that's just what that song does. You know, it goes that deep. Like, anytime something nervous or anytime an event is about to pop up, then yeah, I'll listen to the song, do some push-ups, some burpees, and then it completely gets me aligned in a more purposeful state where I'm not existing in any future anxiety or negative depression. I'm solely focused present in the moment. And that's what that song does. That's why everybody should have, I mean, people can have different things that align them to that state, but yeah, that song always does for me.
I absolutely love that. Okay, now final question. When you buy music, and I feel like you might not even be able to answer this question because, you know, you used to buy a CD cover and it would have a leaflet inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
So what do? Do you look up a song? Are you a Spotify user? Are you an Apple Music user? And then when the song comes up, what are you doing? Are you just looking at the lyrics? Are you just listening to the song? What part is most important to you, I guess, initially?
No, SoundCloud. It's such, I think SoundCloud's old. I don't know. But it's just like, I love SoundCloud. Spotify gets me too mad because of all the ads and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's just SoundCloud. And Only time I listen to music is either, let's say, on the way to the gym, or I don't know, really if I'm emotional or something, because I just love listening to certain music that makes me think of my future family I'm going to have, like the future wife and kids I'm going to have. And it really puts me back on like everything I should be doing to become that man for them. So if I'm slacking or procrastinating or something, let's just say if that song or a Spanish song comes on, because, oh man, like I always dream about having like a chick from Spain.
Okay.
Oh, I love chicks from Spain. They look so good. So I listen to like Spanish music because it makes me think about them. And I'm like, oh, I got to be that man. It's whatever works, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, I got to be that man for, you know, fuck. I got to be ripped. I got to be like tatted. I got to be like anything that my vision aligns to, you know, I got to be this successful, like ripped all across the board, successful dude. So that's the only time really I'll listen to the music. And anytime I'm feeling like that way.
What do you think evokes those emotions? Is it the words or is it the music?
The music. When it comes to the Spanish music, because I don't know what they're saying.
For sure.
But especially the words on the other music, like this song. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, if there are any Spanish women that are listening to the podcast and you are interested in dating this super positive, he's pretty good looking, ladies. So check him out, John Kimball. Okay, well, Podcast Land, I hope that this episode sticks with you like the memories to your favorite song.
Podcast Land, thank you so much for listening. If you had a few memories of your own pop up with this episode, make sure to take a screenshot, tag me on social, Tiffany Mason, or Virtually You, and share those memories. I know y'all are listening, and I'd love to hear the memories you were reminded of with this song. Also, would you do me a favor and share this episode with someone you think would enjoy it? This is the best way you can help me to grow my audience. Can't wait to dive into my next guest's memories with a beat. Hit subscribe now. You don't want to miss the next episode.